Last month, a semi-trailer driver traveling down Marsac Avenue lost control and rolled his rig, crashing into the corner of a residence just up from City Hall. Captain McKay Wadley was one of those who responded. He says that incident required two specialized disciplines that aren't typical for a firefighter to receive.
The first one was hazmat, and so the hazmat team was deployed to mitigate any further damage from the leakage of diesel fuel in this case. And that involves assessing the situation, making sure that we can stop any further leaking, and then keeping any of the spilled fluids from going down storm drains and leaking into waterways. The other was structural collapse.
Additional complications included a hot tub on the deck of the home, adding weight.
We needed to have tow truck operators and the homeowner as well to be able to access the area underneath that compromised deck. And so we built a structural shore underneath there, and that's a specialized system that we learn in structural collapse training.
Other specialized areas of training include rope and swift water rescues, ice and confined space rescues, as well as heavy vehicle and machinery extrication training. All of these, he says, require several hundreds of hours of specialized training. Wadley says the Park City Fire Department has a lot of the same capabilities that larger departments like Salt Lake City have, but with a lot less staffing. 30 of the department's firefighters are trained as heavy rescue technicians, and 10 of them are part of a larger team.
We're also part of Utah Task Force 1. It's one of 28 federal teams that is a federal resource in the event of a large-scale terrorist attack or natural disaster. The team responded to 9/11 and then also Hurricane Katrina.
Members of Utah Task Force 1 perform semi-annual drills that require them to travel to other states for more involved training, such as structure collapse, breaking through concrete and earthquake, or tornado scenarios.
The way we train is we do wheels up, meaning either driving on a bus or through a commercial airline, that we can respond anywhere in the country within 2 hours. So we've got Salt Lake City Fire Department, Unified Fire Authority, and Park City Fire Department that make up this team that's based out of Salt Lake City.
Wadley says the team is put on standby for about 2 events per year. The last deployment they went on was in Utah in 2015.
There was a flash flood down in Colorado City, and there were 2 vehicles that got swept away in the flood. And in the 2 vehicles, there was, if I remember correct, about 20 people, and all but 2 of them died. We were involved in the search efforts to locate missing bodies that got washed downstream.
He says all but 1 body was recovered. Chief Paul Hewitt says it's no accident that they have these special teams.
We attract people from, high-profile people, right? We've had presidents, vice presidents, dignitaries from all over the world in Park City. That's just the area we make up. But I'd also add into that that it's from the urban search and rescue aspect, it's the geographical location that we're in. You know, we have 8 fire departments down in Salt Lake Valley, but if I-80 shuts down, we're kind of left to fend for ourselves. So we have to be an all-response, all-hazards response organization. So that's another reason why we maintain this urban search and rescue team.
Since the specialized training benefits more than the local community, Hewitt says Park City only pays for a portion of it.
Well, we pay for hazardous materials training and large animal rescue training. I mean, there's a lot of ice rescue training. Now, we train on many different fronts. I could go on for a long time about what our firefighters are trained to do. Extrication training, all of that's paid for. But the 2 exceptions would be the wildland program and the USAR program that's paid for by the feds for the state.
The teams also work with the Utah National Guard. In 2016, they went to Morocco in Northwest Africa for a 14-day training drill.
Coming into the fire service, you think you're just going to go and respond and help people locally in your community. And I never imagined that I would actually get an opportunity to travel to Morocco and teach another country a lot of the same skills that I've been able and fortunate enough to learn to help my community here.
I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.